Yeah, it's all about you, Jesus.
Welcome to Heart of Worship Podcast, your morning devotional, song, and prayer. I'd like to open up today by reading 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 to 17. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elijah prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. The focal verse that I'd like to spend some time on today is verse 16, and that's, "Don't be afraid, those who are with us are more than those who are with them." If you've read the Old Testament, Kings, Chronicles, you probably remember a lot of different battles the Israelites had to fight with the surrounding nations and a lot of their enemies. And every single time they were outnumbered, their enemies had more weapons, more gear, more horses, more chariots. But when the Israelites fought with God on their side, they always won. And this is one of those examples where you may look like you're surrounded by troubles, by trials, by battles, by enemies, by people who want to hurt you. But if you're putting your faith in God, he will surround you with his army of angels. And it's interesting because a lot of times, just like this verse says, the servant, his eyes weren't open. He couldn't see that God had surrounded them and that God's army was greater than the enemy's army. So sometimes we are not looking with eyes of faith. Rather, we're just looking with our human eyes. But there are spiritual resources around us all the time. God has given us his angels and his gifts and his Holy Spirit. And if we start looking with eyes of faith, God will show us those resources that are there to help us in times of troubles and during those battles. Faith reveals that God is doing more for his people than we can ever realize through sight alone. And I have a very silly illustration, but when you get up in the middle of the night and let's say you have to go to the bathroom, you're probably not turning on the light, but you're relying on your faith because you know where your bed is relative to your bathroom. You rely on your faith to get you from your bed to the bathroom and then back. And that faith at first may not be perfect. When you first move into a new home, maybe you haven't traced your steps enough times, or you haven't quite figured out where that corner is, and you might actually stub your toe on the way to the bathroom. Trust me, I've done that. Not fun. But the thing is, as you walk through it more and more times, as you familiarize yourself with your new home, then you can actually rely on faith and it becomes familiar. And I think faith in God is somewhat similar. At first, it's scary, right? You're like, "Hey, God, are you there? Are you gonna, if I take the step of faith, are you gonna meet me there?" And it's maybe not perfect at first. You might stub your toe on your way to meeting God wherever he's calling you. But after a while, it becomes familiar. It becomes something that you've practiced enough times. And it's something that you don't need sight any longer. You just rely on your faith in God. And I think that's how Elijah in this verse, I think that's how he viewed the enemy armies. He knew that he was surrounded by God's armies and he didn't have to see. In fact, his eyes were open and his faith allowed him to see the spiritual resources that were there. If you don't see God working in your life, the question is, are you blind to what he's doing? Because a lot of times when we're not focusing on God, when we're straying away, when we're not walking with him, perhaps, we may be blind. We don't have faith that he's going to help us. We don't have faith that he's going to open the doors for us, that he's going to win the battles for us. And we are walking around blind. But what if we just try to open up our eyes? What if we just try to find our eyesight, not through our own power, but through God's power? Are we seeing the spiritual armies that surround us in our everyday battles? Because they're out there, and at God's word, they will fight for us. They will fight on our behalf. In fact, this is a theme in the Bible time and time again when God fought on behalf of the Israelites, but also God says that he will fight for you. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 15 through 17, we see yet another example. And the key verses here say, "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Verse 17 says, "You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged." Multiple times he tells you, do not be afraid. Multiple times he tells you that he will fight your battles. And maybe you're facing cancer today. Maybe you're facing a very difficult medical, incurable medical issue. God is fighting that battle. Just turn to him and get on your knees. Psalm 34:17 says, "The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles." I don't know why I'm feeling this theme, and I don't know if this is the Holy Spirit leading me to speak to somebody specifically that might be listening to this episode. But if that's you, if you're struggling with something medically, if cancer, that's the word that stands out, if that's something that you're struggling with, battling with today, I just want to encourage you to go to God, to fight on your knees. The battle is his. The battle's not yours. He is bigger than us, and we serve a king who can help us. We serve a king who has so many resources, more than we could ever fathom. We serve a miracle-working God. We know that he can heal you. We know that he can make the impossible possible. And if that's something that you are dealing with today, I just want to tell you that he cares about you, that he wants to heal you, that he wants to show you his power. Go to him on your knees and let him know. Let him know what you're dealing with. Let him in. Ask him to open up your eyes. Ask him to show you the angel armies that are surrounding you. Ask him in. Ask him in your heart. Ask him and he will meet you there. He will meet you in that place that you're in. He will meet you in that valley. He will meet you exactly where you are. Don't have to be ashamed of who you are and what you've done and where you've been. He just wants your heart. He just wants your heart. Just invite him in. As I sing the next song, just meditate on this word today, on the fact that he is fighting your battles for you. And if you feel inclined, if the Holy Spirit leads you to just pray as you listen to this song, just pray, just cry out to him and pray that he fights your battles for you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by. This is how I fight my battles. 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 So when I fight, fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night, battle belongs to you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by. Lord God, thank you. Thank you that you are fighting our battles. Thank you that you tell us time and time again that the battle's not ours, the battle is yours. Thank you that even when we're outnumbered, Lord, we are still victorious because of your power. Thank you, God, that you don't let us go through these seasons alone, God, that you're there with us. And you're not there by yourself, you're there with reinforcements, Lord. You bring the reinforcements to help us in these tough seasons, Lord. God, I pray that you would open up our eyes, that you would open up our eyes so that we can see you all around us, so that we can see the spiritual resources you have given us, so that we can see your Holy Spirit working in us and working in our lives, Lord. I pray, Lord, for that one person, Lord, who's struggling with that medical issue with cancer, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus that you heal them. I pray in the name of Jesus that you take that out of their body, Lord, and you make it such an evident miracle. It can only be your work. It can only be your hand and your will in their lives, Lord, and that they would turn to you and that they would glorify you for all that you have done in their lives. I pray, Lord God, for every person that has a battle they're facing, strengthen them, Lord. Show them that they're not alone. Walk by them, walk in front of them, Lord. Lead the way, Lord, and lead them to victory. Thank you for everything you're doing for us. Thank you for fighting our battles, Lord. We cry out to you and we trust in you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this devotional, please share it with a friend and leave a 5-star review. To connect with me further or to send in a prayer request, check the show notes for my contact information. God bless.